those places. Coming up next to the stage, Rachel Pellegrino.
I don't really know what made me think of this story, but when I was like 7 or 8, my family has a place in Michigan, and one of my brother's friends had come up to that place with my family. And we were all out to eat at our restaurant, you know, just kind of, we're sitting at a round table, beautiful view outside, you know, we're all just, we're all laughing, we're all talking, sharing stories. And there was just kind of a natural lull in the conversation. And I was sitting next to my brother's friend, and natural lull, it's quiet, and all of a sudden, he just picks up his knife and goes straight to my neck and goes, "Don't embarrass me," out of nowhere. And I, like, there's a knife at my neck, and I'm like, what's happening? And all that, the waitress was behind us, and she saw the whole thing happen and thought that my, I don't know if she thought that was, like, a real thing. Like, he was completely messing around. And she just, she's, like, stuttering and, like, I think I'm going to go. And we just, we never saw her after. Like, she was not our waitress after that. And we saw her, like, leave. It was just, I don't know. We traumatized someone that day. But then that made me think of that same weekend. It was the 4th of July. And we were all, like, on different boats. And so my brother and... two of my brothers were on a wave runner. My brother and was on another wave runner, and me and my brother's friend were in this like mini speedboat that, it's just a mini speedboat. And my brother had the idea of like, let's play tag with boats. Yeah, no, that sounds terrible already. They were adults. I don't know why they didn't think that sounded like a bad idea. And we had this running gag the whole weekend that things that we did had to be extreme or double extreme. And so we're playing this game of boat tag, and we were trying to keep it extreme. We were trying to keep it double extreme. It went beyond that. It was like the two boats were going side, the boat and the wave runner were going side by side, and me and my brother's friend turned sharply left in the boat, and the wave runner came and was about to crash, but luckily the sides of the boat were like slanted, so the wave runner took the boat like a wave and hopped over. And I did not see, I was like 7, I wasn't paying attention, I didn't see it coming, but my brother's friend did and just went, "Look out," and grabbed my neck and shoved me to the ground. And one of my brothers who was on the wave runner watching the whole thing, like from his viewpoint, it looked like I got decapitated. And so, you know, I'm down. I kind of like, I had no idea what happened. I didn't see the boat coming. My brother's friend got like the top of his eye cut and he was like profusely bleeding. And then my brother over here is screaming like, "Rachel," like, cause he thought I got decapitated. And I come out of the boat like, "Hey, what's up? Everything's good for me." Everybody's like bleeding and traumatized. And I'm just a 7-year-old being like, "That was fun, wasn't it?" So then after that moment, that was triple extreme. And we never want to go back to things being triple extreme. So always keep it double.
Thank you, Rachel. You guys heard it here first. Keep it double extreme only. Although, I heard that story. I understand the story. Tag with boats sounds really fun still. Like, do you guys just want to go do that? I don't have boats, but I have the urge to play tag with them.